The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So, welcome everyone this evening. Okay, so Shelley, Patrice are going to lead the practice tonight. Is anyone here for the first time this evening? Oh, thank you so very much for coming. You are so welcome. I hope this will be a really good evening for you. And I hope that you will really feel that you are part of our community right away. So welcome. If you've got any questions, we have, where is our guest host this evening? She's still out in the entryway. But if you've got any questions, come up afterwards and ask us. Or we've got a guest host. The restrooms are right across the way. And so happy you're here tonight. So thanks everyone for coming. And we're going to sort of go back and forth tonight with a discussion. But I'm going to lead our practice period. And I want to begin with a poem from Rumi that some of you may be very familiar with, because it is a very popular poem. But, you know, so often in our practice, we come with sort of a sense of wanting to get it right, a little striving. So I usually invite people to make an intention for their formal practice period. And I hope this will inspire you. So this is a poem called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whomever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So I encourage you tonight to just welcome everything that shows up and make space for it with an attitude of kindness and compassion. So as the sound of the bell fades, just really feel yourself sitting upright. Really letting the attention come into the body. Feeling yourself sitting. Feeling the weight of the torso. And if you can, see if you can have a sense of being welcomed by the earth. Sitting here, taking your place, here on the home planet, in the community of living things. And just feel the rightness of your being here, sitting upright in your life, with these intentions of non-harming, non-harming self, non-harming others. Enjoying sitting up in your harmlessness. And when you feel yourself established in your seat, just draw the attention up the spine to the crown of the head. And maybe just lift the head up a quarter inch or so, just to straighten the spine a little bit. And it usually helps us breathe with a little more ease. And one of my teachers used to say that she always metaphorically aligned the crown of her head with the North Star. And so she could feel that this body was a kind of bridge between the heavens and the earth. And we can think of the rootedness of our daily lives and the vastness of our aspirations. So we can bring mindfulness to any posture that we're in, any experience, because in mindfulness we're remembering to be aware of the present moment's experience, to really see it. But often when we're making the transition between the busyness of our activities and moving to a more contemplative state, it's helpful just to practice mindfulness of the body. So you can just bring your attention to some aspect of the body sensations. It might be breathing in and breathing out, just letting the attention rest with breathing in and breathing out. Or you might let the attention just rest in hearing, noticing the effortlessness of hearing, letting the attention be very spacious and very light. Or you might want to practice with whole body awareness. So in this practice, we often just experiment to see what's right for this mind body right now. So with an attitude of kindness, curiosity, we just let our attention rest in some bodily sensation, just being aware of the present moment's experience. Not having to strive, not having to fix, but just see if we can find a place of rest. Just resting the awareness in this present moment. And we'll just continue to practice in silence. And for the last few minutes of our formal practice this evening, I invite you to see if you can cultivate a sense of gratitude. Might be gratitude for something as simple as following through on your intention to be here this evening. But see if you can have a sense of gratitude and really bring your mindfulness to that experience of gratitude. Not so much the object of gratitude, but the felt experience of gratitude. And just see if you can rest in that for the final few minutes of our initial meditation.